threw your phone out the window. Hello everyone, welcome back to Starting From The Pits. I am joined by Lily once again. And
hello.
Welcome. Let's discuss hello. Racing.
Let's do it. There's been a lot. Even though we've had a gap this weekend,
that's
but still.
A lot. I feel like so much has happened.
I know, we have to. I'm still at the restaurant. Every day something reminds me of last weekend, and I'm just like, I feel like for me, as like someone who's a newer fan, I've never experienced like someone's first win in the sense of like I experienced George's at Brazil, but this just felt so much different.
And I like, we're fans of them as well, like we've all been waiting for it, and it's been just like weighing on his shoulders for so long, and then it's finally happened. It's like, oh my god,
it felt like the whole F1 community, anyone who was anyone, was so invested and cared so much. Like, as soon as that safety car came out, I did not sit back down.
No, literally, and nobody was saying, mad about like, this win.
I was like, he's gonna do it, and everyone around me was like, no, I said, no, like. This is happening. The only unless he like crashed out himself, nothing was stopping it.
No, literally. To be fair though, for the last like three laps, I would think I held my breath the entire time. I wasn't trying to get too excited just in case he just did something stupid, and I was like, I can't get too excited. And then he crossed the line, I was like, okay, I can breathe again.
It's when the gap just kept increasing.
Yeah.
And part of me was like, is Max just being like, you can have this one?
Yeah, I did think that actually.
Like, I actually struggled to believe that Max did have an issue or something, because Lando just beat him on pure pace, and it's like, we're at this point now where it's like, okay, so what was wrong with Max? Like, and actually, it was just Lando, but your first thought is like, what's happened to Max's car, or what's this, and what's that? Which is sad, because I think it takes it a bit away from like anyone that wins. It's always like, okay, so what did Max do wrong? But really, when you look back, Lando just annihilated him. It was great.
Amazing. Max is taking no medicine.
I know. But the race as a whole, like, even the sprint for Miami, I go in it with the lowest expectations. It's not the best track. It delivered better than the last 12 races, I would say.
Literally, honestly, like, I think when you go into these races having such low expectations, when it does anything even remotely exciting, you're just like, this is incredible.
We need to talk about Kevin Magnussen. Him taking Logan Sargeant out of that race.
His life out there.
In the sprint, it was like, go on, K-Mag, this is what we love from you, you know, holding back the pack. And I was like, yeah, fair. In the race, I was just like, what are you doing? And I think because he took out Logan, and it was like, he had such a good weekend, but no one believes me.
What, Logan?
Yes! He finished 10th in the sprint. So, obviously, if points went back to 10, he would have scored a point. And he was on Alex's pace all weekend. And no one believes me because he crashed out.
he did a typical Logan. I'm sorry, but I have to say it.
Oh, I love to root for the underdog. And he is definitely an underdog.
He's, like, so under. It's 6 foot. He's, like, the 6 foot underdog.
Oh. I have hope, but I feel like now that was so good and we've got a new race winner, now it's like, okay, so what about Imola? What's going to happen? Will it just go back to the same? Or is the Red Bull clearly not the best car this season, as we thought?
I think when we started the season, obviously Red Bull was so dominant and everyone was like, oh, but is the reliability of it going to be good? A bit like last year, it started off so dominant and then people were questioning the reliability, but then completely threw that out of the water. But I think this year is kind of, that's proved to us that it's maybe not as reliable as last year. So I think it could be interesting to see what's going to happen in Imola.
And it's also, he's not lapping the field like he was.
Mm.
There's not been like massive, like 40 seconds in the lead and stuff. There is still a gap between him and Perez, which I just can never wrap my head around, but it isn't as dominant as it even was in the first race.
Yeah, no, definitely. It is dominant, but it's not like, like you say, it's not 40-second gaps, is it?
There's opportunity, which is, it's exciting. Yeah. Because I love Max, and, like, I love seeing him win, and you've just got to respect it. But it is nice to like, if it, even like if he does win every race, but it's the, I love to see him battle. That's why I started liking him in the first place, because he is determined to get to the front. So it is nice to see him like when he does start a bit further back and you can see his actual skill, because I think people forget about that because he doesn't have any, you know, challenges in a race. Yeah. So it is nice to see that.
Who would you like to see win a race?
Who's not won a race?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like it's quite easy to say Oscar.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But so now that Lando's got a win, George's got a win, Alex Albon.
Yes, that would be so good for them. And I feel like the team would just thrive in that situation.
I don't know what would happen for Alex to win a race. Like last year, there was opportunities where he was starting fourth and you think anything could go wrong. Like there's always that chance. But at this minute, I just think the whole field would have to DNF for the Williams to be even on the podium. I don't know what they've done to the car.
I know. Like, they were looking really strong towards the end of last year. It was like, okay, this is picking up some momentum. And then we've gone into this year, and it's just sort of like, oh, right, we're back to Williams, as we all know.
Because Alpine have now got a point, which seems like they're doing something with that car. Like, they obviously had the worst start to a season.
They might as well have just gone backwards and probably got more points.
But it's like, okay, so now they've took a step forward. Williams? What are we doing? Even Haas, like, they're clearly, they've got pace. Nico is performing every weekend. So, like, and AlphaTauri, bloody RB.
Whatever they are.
I still call it, on a good day, that car is got potential. So it's kind of like Williams are, like, the bottom team and Stake. But, or what do we call it?
Yeah.
Salvin State.
Yeah. Kick.
It's interesting, but
yeah, because it was interesting when we were in Miami. Obviously, that livery, by the way, looked absolutely insane. I thought that was so cool. But the like Daniel, you came like P4 in one. Was it in quali that you came P4 or the sprint or something?
Yeah, in the sprint he held Carlos for the whole race.
Yeah, and then it came to the next day and it was like P17 or something. I was like, where has everything gone? Like, how has it gone so badly overnight?
I was on Twitter on that day and it was all like Daniel Ricciardo fans like running back to support their driver, and then there was like the next day it was like going back into the closet. But it's kind of, I saw something like Charles Leclerc said something like, you're only as good as your last race. And that seems to be what it is in the past couple of years with F1. Like, we used to give people like time and like we understood situations. I feel like you don't perform now out. And I don't know where it's come from. I don't know what shifted. But as soon as you've got a bad race or you finish below your teammate, it's like, okay, let's replace them. Or the talks of, they don't deserve the seat.
Yeah, I think that mentality kind of came in when they swapped out Alex and Pierre.
Because yeah.
That was a mid-season thing and it hasn't really been done before. And then from there, it's kind of just been Red Bull's thing to, RB's thing to sort of change people out mid-season, because it just comes across as this like aggressive nature that they kind of like to portray. It's just very weird. I just couldn't imagine it.
And every time Daniel is shown on the TV, it then shows Liam Lawson in the garage, and it's like, Sky, come on. Come on. Stop adding to the fire.
I would like to see Liam in the car.
Yeah, I feel like with the reserve drivers and the like the F2 juniors and stuff, we're seeing like less and less that they have a chance to get. Like Felipe's just gone to, is it WEC he's gone to?
He's doing ELMS, yeah.
So that's kind of like me thinking, okay, now he realises maybe there's not that chance.
Yeah.
And Mick's obviously doing elsewhere and stuff. I still have a bit of hope for Liam that he'll get a seat, but it's kind of like, where is the gap? Like, even with like Nico Hülkenberg going to Aldi or Stake next year, as much as I think that's really deserved, and it's nice to see that even though he's not on the podium every weekend, you can see how good of a driver he is. But it's again like, okay, so when are we going to get these junior drivers in? Where's the gap for them?
Yeah, I feel like maybe not like a relegation system, but there just needs to be like maybe another team where people can just like cycle in and out of it and try. I don't know, it just feels so
a bit like
at the moment, and people just aren't given that right opportunity.
Is it this weekend that the rookies are in the cars for the race at FE? They do the race, don't they? Yeah. And it's kind of something like that, like,
Oh,
Because it's
yeah, sorry. So there was a rookie test on Monday, but then because some of the drivers in FE are also racing in WEC, they've had to go over and they've got new people in the car. So some of them are
That's
rookies.
it. Because I was looking at the standings yesterday, I was like, where's Nick De Vries? But that's because he's
Joking
in.
Spa.
That's it. But yeah, there needs to be something, and it's a hard topic to discuss. Like, obviously, it shouldn't just be like you finish last in the standings, okay, swap out, because it will always be like that. But where's the line?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Where's the like the point where we say like, right, it's you've had your time now. There's you need to leave.
I know. I think the F2 is on in Imola, which would be good, which you need to watch because.
Yeah, I need to get on my F2 stuff because I know
Yeah.
absolutely nothing about it, and you're like hot on it.
I just love the. I think I just started getting into it last season when I was sick of everyone complaining about the F1 and how it was boring. And every time you speak to someone, it's like, oh, it's so boring. And I'm like, just look past it.
Yeah,
Stop
that's
moaning
kind of
in.
how
Look
I'm
past
with
it.
like endurance and stuff like that and sports car racing now. It's like, I think that's quite nice with our kind of setup here now. You've got so much knowledge in that side of things, and I'm also in that other side. It kind of brings a nice full circle.
It's just, I love the F2. Like, the things that happen in it's just like you couldn't write it. So it's kind of just that exciting. And there's no excuse really not to watch it. It's on just before the
That's
F1.
true.
The weekends where it's like F3, F2, F1 Academy, it's like, well, what else are you going to do with your day? Just sit in there and watch it. I love
That's so
that.
true.
Because we go from having like no races for like 4 to 6 months, and then it's like, I'm going to take every opportunity to watch what I can. But
Yeah,
I just
literally.
love it.
How do you feel about the F1 Academy having a Netflix series?
I think it will help massively. I used to say last season, like, it's really, I, for someone that did get into it through Drive to Survive in the first place, it helped me. Like, it was like a crash course. And then
Yeah.
you get invested in the actual people, and then you want to learn more. And I feel like that is what is needed for like other series is like F2 have the it's called it's gonna really annoy me. They have a series on F1
Okay.
TV and they follow a driver each race.
Oh,
And I think that
nice.
and it does help you like get to know them. There's so many drivers and you don't get that personal connection to it. And I feel like F1 Academy having that show, showing the behind the scenes, showing like that personal one-on-one relationship, it will help massively because I feel like at the minute, like I don't really know who to support. I don't really support anyone like
Yeah.
as I do for F1, and like you want that personal attachment. So I'm looking forward to it, and you know I love anything like that. So
Yeah,
because
and also I think it's
IndyCar have just
good.
got one, I think.
Yeah, isn't it called like 100 Days to Indy or something? Is that what it is?
And again, that would be
IndyCar
helpful.
confuses me though because there's so much ch that changes within it. Like you have part-time and full-time drivers, you have drivers that only drive on certain circuits, and then you think you know what you're on about while you're looking at them, and then the livery changes because they've got new
I know.
sponsors, and I'm like, I can't keep up with this.
And it's crazy, like how their pit. This is what baffles me about IndyCar. Like their pits are like open,
Yeah.
like it's just in out, and you're like, oh my God, like
Yeah.
they crash all the time in it.
It is quite chaotic, actually. I've only watched a few, but everyone that I've watched has been some wild display
Yeah.
of a crash going on.
I've only watched. Again, it's the same. Like, oh, I don't know who I'm supporting, and like you kind of just watch it in the background, and it's just nice to have on.
Yeah.
But I
I was
don't
thinking about this
actually.
before, actually, because I was watching the FE, and then I was like, well, if you're going to watch something, obviously, McLaren's a very well-known brand that you follow. Naturally, I feel like I gravitate towards the McLaren team. So if I'm watching IndyCar, I'm like, oh, what are the
Yeah.
McLaren teams doing? F1 Academy, I'm like, what's the McLaren team doing? How are they doing? I feel like with Andretti, back to the Andretti thing, which they're not in Formula One, I feel like that's where Formula One have really missed out a big trick there because it frustrates me so much as to why they've not allowed them in. Their excuse for it was so pathetic, and I feel
I
like
think they're like, what I gathered was they were so worried that they've had all this time to build a car and they'd just be able to jump straight into the new regs. But
Right.
again, it's just like, and it's so bad to say that, like, you've got teams like Haas who, you know, have
Literally.
struggled for years, and I'm not saying get rid of them. It's just, we need that extra team for so much more than just to have their name on the grid, in my
Yeah.
opinion. It will help the American audience. Like, again, it will help having more drivers to have on the grid. Like,
Yep.
When I was like, sometimes I go back and watch old races in like the gaps, and like they did used to have like 12 teams sometimes. And
This is what I mean. I don't know why it's so closed off all of a sudden, and I personally can't really see any downsides to having an extra team on the grid.
no, I'd take an extra two. Like in F2 there's like more, I think there's 11 teams. In F3 they have three drivers per teams. F1 Academy they've got three drivers per team, is it? Yeah, or some similar. And it's just like, I don't get it. Just the more the merrier, in my opinion.
Exactly.
I'm
I mean, I
sure
get there's
there's
a certain
something.
limit, but
Yeah, I'm sure there is something that like I don't understand or I've not seen. I don't know if it's to do with like obviously they've built a car out of a cost cap and stuff like that.
true.
But it'd be interesting because they got a letter written from like the American government, something like that happened. So the
Wow.
American
Did they
government,
like protest or something?
yeah, like they wrote to Liberty Media or something, I could be completely wrong, and saying
Right.
and just wanted a reason, like, why won't you let us in? Which is
Interesting.
very interesting, but hopefully it seems like every big race, so someone like Miami, Silverstone, like Vegas, they're always a good talking point because they're always there. So hopefully we'll get some, maybe Monaco will get some like more info on it because that's coming up. We've got some good races coming up.
We actually do. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see Monaco because given how I read something the other day and people were saying it's not Monaco that's the bad track for overtaking, it's Formula One. And we learned that quite easily when we were watching the Formula E because there was like over 100 overtakes. And I was like, who
Yeah,
says
they
that
beat last
Monaco?
year they had like 111, and I'm sure they beat it this year or something like
Yeah,
that.
it's I don't know how, like, I don't know. It just Monaco to me now is like really special after we went and watched it there. And I feel like anybody who slags it off now, I'm just like, don't even talk to
I also think a lot of it is like the drivers just don't care to overtake a bit. I shouldn't say that.
me.
Last time I said something like that, I got cancelled. But in terms of like they won't risk their race, they won't risk like damaging the car. It's like when people don't fight with Max, it's because it's like, what's the point? He's going to pass anyway. But it's
Yeah,
the
but still
same as
go.
like, well, it was kind of like they said to Oscar at the end of the Miami GP, like, don't risk this race, don't overtake for the sake of just overtaking. And I do think that happens at a lot of races now. Like, but then you see people like Carlos who will fight to the death to not let people pass and stuff. And like Fernando Alonso pulls off great overtakes, but I do feel like that because they can't race without getting like penalty points for stupid things,
Yes.
they just won't do it, which is a shame.
I agree.
But yeah.
Speaking of races coming up, Imola this
Yeah.
weekend. What do we know about Imola? Because I feel like you kind of know more about tracks than I do. I have no knowledge on
Oh,
these
well, it
things.
got cancelled last year, didn't it?
Okay.
Because of the floods.
Oh, okay, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but it is technically like Ferrari's home race to an extent. Like, obviously, they have Monza, but Imola is. Well, it's. I've got the stats up. It's actually called the Autodrome Enzo Dino Ferrari circuit. So,
I don't know if there's a
maybe
brand.
some luck for our Ferrari boys.
Maybe some look. Also, the Ferrari livery last weekend, awful. It was not what I expected.
Do you know what? It's so annoying because I loved the race suits, but
Yeah.
it's just all this like, oh, extra weight on the car. Just paint your car blue for one race.
It's already bright red, so you can just surely change the
Well,
colour very easily.
it was like the McLaren livery last year when they were like, we're going back to our origins of the silver. And
Yeah,
then
it was
it
like stripe.
was. And I was just like, guys. But I do get it.
I
But
think they've only
Imola.
counted 15 HP logos on that car.
Well, they've got to pay for Lewis Hamilton's void somehow. Literally. He was at the Met, and I stay up for the Met every year because of like with my job. And I was like, I just because Daniel Ricciardo was there last year.
Yeah, why was he not there this year? I'm so annoyed at
I
that.
think because he wasn't racing last year, so maybe that's why. And obviously Lewis went, and
Interesting.
his suit
Poor
had like
team.
such a good meaning. But I honestly could see Charles Leclerc there next year.
I
I'm
would love
putting
to
it
see
down.
some bizarre track. I feel like, do you know what? He would we'd have such high expectations for him wearing something a bit kooky, a bit crazy, and he'd just show up in a black suit, and I'd be like, go home. Just go home.
I know. He's getting a bit better. I feel like Alex is bringing his style out a bit more, because she's very cool. Very cool.
I feel like they're all kind of bringing a bit more fashion to it. They're all realising, like, they can get collaborations with different people and stuff like that now.
And it's nice to see, because I saw a video ages ago, and it was always like, you know, like, oh, girls care about these collabs and the clothing and all this. And it's like, yeah, we do actually, because there's so much more than just them being racing drivers. Sadly, they are celebrities now, and we do get invested in, like, their personal lives to an extent. But for people like, for me, like, I work in fashion, I do care what they're wearing to the racetrack. Yeah. And it just gets me excited to see what they're going to wear each time, where the brand's from. The certain drivers, like, wear the same stuff all the time. But it is fun. But back to Imola, I'll read you some. I'll read you some facts. So it's 63 laps, which I feel like a lot of the European tracks are like similar, like, vibes. It's got one DRS zone apparently, but I don't trust the F1 app, so I'm gonna check that. No, because sometimes it tells you it. I have said before, oh, it's got three DRS zones and it hasn't, and I'm like, oh.
Did you know, out of the 30 World Championship races hosted here, 16 different drivers have claimed victory?
That is a good stat. I like stats like that. It does only have one DRS zone.
Okay.
Which can either be really good or means no overtaking. But we'll see.
Is this where George went flying that time into the barrier?
Well, it just says here, the scene of the infamous George Russell and Valtteri Bottas incident in 2021. So, was this when he sat in for Lewis because of COVID?
No, or, I don't think
he was.
Maybe.
Or
no, because it wasn't that, like, Bahrain.
Yeah, I think it was. But they kept him.
And this was when, like, rumours of George going to Mercedes were happening. And they were neck and neck, and then one of them just went into the other, and it was like chaos. They just went sideways with each other, and everyone was just like, oh my god, this is going to be interesting.
I know. Making drama for no reason. I need to go rewatch. I think because it wasn't on last year, I'll probably go and re-watch 2022's race.
Yeah.
Who won in 2022? That's the big question.
I'm trying to find some fun and interesting facts.
Max Verstappen won.
I could have guessed that, to be fair.
You could have guessed that. Yeah. I have F1 TV. Obviously, we don't get live streams, but I do adore going back and watching old races. My favourite one to watch is Hockenheim in 2019. Okay. It might be really long, but there was like eight DNFs because they were all Charles DNFs. And who won the race? So the podium was Danny Kvyat was on it, and it was the day after he just had his baby, and that's what I remember. I'm sure he was definitely on the podium.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's all I can remember. But it's such an I just love going back and watching that race. Like,
I would like to see them back at Hockenheim, you know, because the GT opens there this weekend, and I feel like it's like a forgotten classic, that track. I don't know why, but it just, I don't know, we need a German track in there.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Why have we not got a track in Germany?
This is what I mean. Like, I feel like Germany is like the home of cars and automotive and things like that, and we don't have a German track.
Well, if you were going to take one away to replace it, what would you take? What track would you take away?
Oh, no. My initial thought would be Miami, but after last weekend, I don't want Miami to go. Maybe, like, Canada. I don't pay much attention to Canada.
Canada just reminds me of Alex Albon now, but I feel like it's really easy to be like, get rid of this, get rid of that. But, like, those people are always like, get rid of, like, Spa, and I'm like, no, it needs to stay the memories. What would I get rid of? Because everyone used to say, like, Turkey was a good track. Is that right? No.
I don't know.
What would I get rid of? Well, to be fair, we don't need two Italian Grand Prix.
That's a great point. I would keep Monza over Italy, Imola, I think, as well.
Yeah, because it. I think it's very easy to be like, get rid of one of the American races.
Yeah.
I think people forget how big America is. Them having three races is like, oh, Europe. Like,
yeah.
Like, as much as it's like, oh, they don't need three races. It's like, yeah, but when you think of it bigger, it's actually just like us having like, when we used to have like Silverstone, Paul Ricard, and Monza, Monaco, very close, probably, but the races are further apart.
That's true. I'm just looking through all of the. Oh, do you know what? I'd replace Abu Dhabi. I'm done with that.
Would you?
Yeah, it's just it's a non-event nowadays.
Yeah,
you're
like, I don't know. I just it reminds me of the season's ending. Where if it wasn't going to end in Abu Dhabi, they'd be ending it in Vegas.
That sounds so much more fun.
Yeah, very true.
Like, imagine the parties that they'd have afterwards.
I know. They obviously have to. It's whoever bids more for the last race of the season, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
I think so. But yeah, I don't know what I'd get rid of. Maybe Baku. It just gives me trauma.
From what?
Char going into the wall.
Okay.
Because I'm a bit like confused at me, because we usually have Baku now. We've usually had it, and it's now at the end of the year.
Oh yeah. So
that'd be confusing. Yeah. It's in like I want to say it's in September. Could be really wrong.
Should be interesting to see how it differs with the weather then. If it'll be much warmer, cooler, how that will affect them going into it.
Because Qatar is later in the year, which was obviously the race that was like too hot for them to drive in.
Yeah.
And that's been pushed back later.
Isn't it like second to last now?
But it's either later or it's earlier. So that'd be, because I don't mind that track, but I just think if we have another year like last year, it needs to be.
Yeah.
Old. And also, what I was going to say, Saudi's track that they were meant to be doing, like the Rainbow Road one.
Yeah, what's happened to that?
Because I've not heard anything else apart from when all the drivers were posted about it.
Yeah, it was so random.
It's like an influencer ad.
Alonso was putting it on. I'm like, you've not written that caption at
all. Yeah, Valtteri Bottas was doing it as well, and I was like, yeah, how much money have you been paid?
Yeah.
Literally. Right, should we wrap it up with some predictions?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do some predictions for Imola. Oh god, yeah. I feel like I need to get my app up and actually remind myself of who actually drives in Formula One. You know when like somebody asks you something and your mind just goes completely blank of every piece of knowledge you have?
That's or you start thinking about something else.
Mm.
Yeah, my predictions. It's hard because I'm also trying to win my F1 fantasy.
I've not done it.
I'm second.
Ooh.
And the person above me is like 300 points above us all, and we're all like, how? So it's quite hard. So I'm kind of like thinking, okay, I want you to have a good race, but also my F1. But like when someone gets overtaken and they're in my F1 fantasy, but actually they're not like my driver that I want to win, I'm still like, that's minus 1 point. It's so fun. We've got a bet on.
Midway through.
Yeah, you can. They have like mini leagues as well so like when China was on, there was like a mini league for that.
Okay.
You can win stuff, but our bet is whoever's at the bottom has to buy a round when we get to Silverstone.
Alright.
And then I think the winner gets money, but I'm determined to make a comeback.
I've got such FOMO of the fact I'm not going to Silverstone this year.
You should come for a day.
Honestly, I've got a hen do on the Saturday. And I'm like, do I just drive on Sunday?
No, I did. So I drove up on the Saturday last year for qualifying. It was like the Thursday night. I was watching like the pre-show on like ITV, and I was just like, I'd just come back from Spain. And I was just like, I need to go. So I was on Twicket and I got my ticket off there. I drove up at 4 a.m. in the morning. Best decision ever.
I might just do that.
Just like last minute ticket. Because
yeah.
It's not sold out. This is one thing before we make predictions. As we're marketing girlies.
Oh, yeah.
And I have been seeing ads for Silverstone all over my TikTok. And all that tells me is it's not sold.
So that means I should come.
Yeah. But also, it's ads from, like, people that, like... I've just never seen before, and I'm just like, so that just tells me it's not sold out, because last year I struggled to get a ticket, and this year, like, I think you can.
But then also, like, why have they not reached out to us yet?
I can make some Silverstone content.
I can make a TikTok.
I can make a TikTok. But yeah.
Okay, predictions, right. Are we doing full grid or just like 1 to 10?
Do podium and then do like a rogue prediction, like a big prediction.
Okay. Podium, my realistic one. I'm going to go Max. I think we're going to see a Ferrari on there. I'd love to say Carlos Sainz, but I think realistically it's going to be Charles.
Yeah, I feel like Carlos got a bit hot-headed last week.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm going to throw Fernando Alonso in there.
Okay.
Where did he
finish in Miami?
That's a really great question. I have no idea.
Because they didn't have a good weekend, both of them.
I've just completely thrown that randomly in there.
You know what? With Fernando, anything's possible. He finished ninth. So.
It's unrealistic, but that's what I'm going to go with.
Anything is possible. Right, my predictions. So I think Max. And then I think Lando, Oscar.
Love.
I think if the momentum's still there, and Oscar drove so well, like, he could have easily been the one on the podium.
I agree.
So I feel like I'm going to do that. Every time I predict one of the Ferraris on the podium, they have the worst race ever. So I'm not even going to put that bad juju out there.
Are you like Netflix?
Am I like Netflix?
You are like the Netflix curse.
Why, what's the Netflix curse?
You've not heard of the Netflix curse. Apparently, whenever the Netflix team are following a certain team, they have a really bad weekend that weekend.
Really? Like the Nico Rosberg curse when he takes a selfie. Yeah. Oh. Exactly. Basically, yeah, that's me. Call me Netflix. My rogue prediction, though. Well, I don't know how rogue it is. I do think Kevin Magnussen's going to get 2 penalty points and be... get banned.
Can you imagine? What would happen then? Would Ollie just step in?
Yeah, that's what we want. But I do... Ollie's, like, not having the best F2 season. Obviously, scored points in F1, so I don't think he's arsed.
Okay.
But I would still like to see him win this season in F2, mm-hmm. but... Everyone's saying, like, the FIA won't give him the penalty points because they've never banned any. Like, Pierre Gasly was so close, and then he never got them. But I feel like he's just going to have an awful weekend. That's my big prediction.
Do you know what? I think I might join you on that one because I can't... Nobody else is springing to mind right now. I think, yeah.
Maybe like a Williams in the points. I'd love.
Yeah, I was gonna say Logan in the points actually.
Yeah. Logan.
Yeah. That is how rogue. That's rogue.
I just want people to stop being so mean to him.
Okay. Well, I'll say the same about Lance then. I want people to stop being so mean about Lance.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would do the same thing.
I think with Logan, like, they are critiquing his driving, like, and that's understandable, but I think with Lance, people are critiquing him.
Yeah.
And there's, like, people don't know where the line is, which I always say.
I agree. But well, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, I'm excited. Should be an exciting race weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Is it a double header? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, where are we after that?
Monaco.
Oh, of course.
It's going to be so sad. But I miss Monaco qualifying every year because I go to the races. But last year, I had it on. Like, I couldn't get the showing up, but I just had the live timings on. And I saw Fernando Alonso go pole. And then Max just took out the window. But I feel like me not watching it is, like, a good thing.
Okay.
We get, like, good things happen when I don't watch the Monaco Grand Prix qualifying. But yeah.
Yeah,
that's insane. And
oh my god, mine's over there. Mine's holding flowers currently.
That's what I know. It's just sat there and I'm like,
I need to do this.
I had them yesterday. Oh,
bet it
it
didn't hit
just
the same, did it?
it didn't hit the same. Oh, it's so good. We are going back to Monaco next year for the Formula E.
Yeah, fully.
Yeah,
I kind of
100%.
want to be at the historic this weekend because Lando and
I know.
Carlos
I
Fernando
didn't
are there.
realize how like big
Me
of a deal.
either.
Last year it wasn't this big of a deal, I don't think.
Oh,
Maybe
well.
we could look into doing that as well. Just like 2 weekends in Monaco.
Oh, hell yeah.
Have to take a loan out.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can we Klarna
Yeah. It's not as expensive. It's expensive, but it's not like it's probably 2 days in Monaco would be like 5 days in another city break. Like that's how I explain like the money you need. Like maybe if you were going for 5 days in Spain,
Yeah,
you'd
fully.
Monaco.
I think, I mean, it was, well, how much was it for a round of drinks? 98 euros for a round.
Yeah,
No
and it
words.
still like hurts me. Like when I stood at the bar, just being like, "Tap."
Went out the other day and it said 9 euros for cocktails, and I was like, oh my God, it's so cheap.
Cheap. Literally,
I paid that much for water.
I know, but you can do it. I think everyone says like you can do it as cheap as you want, and like what we say is money comes back.
Memories
Monaco,
don't.
memories in Monaco do. Well, they do, but yeah. Right. That seems like a good place to wrap.
We'll
Yeah.
finish here. We'll enjoy Imola and we'll be back to summarize our
Recap.
weekends.
Recap in my, yeah. And then Charlotte is going to teach me all about ELMS and
Yes.
WEC. So you can
And
learn with
cry.
me.
Me as
You
well as my mum
can
as
all
well.
learn when I learn. But yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Laters.
Bye bye.
Bye.